Hello, hello. I'm all alone here, so call now. No, it's not one of those shows. I am bereft of collaborators today, which is unusual. And who am I, you might be asking yourselves? My name is Brady Marks, and this is the Soundscape Show on Vancouver's Cooperative Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. The on-air phone number, should you want to drop me a line, is 604-684-7561. And I'll see if I can figure out how to use the old telephone thing. That's the piece of equipment I am the least familiar with. I am familiar with actually quite a lot of other pieces of equipment, and in that introduction they were saying the Surrey Library can help you with your tech, and if you want to learn how to repair your tech, I recommend a website called iFixit for videos, and the whole right to repair movement is very interesting and close to my heart. But that's not what today's show is about. Today's show is about the mothers of invention. We're taking it back, Frank Zappa. I heard you were recently reincarnated as a hologram, and taking that back, so putting the other band back together. But first, let's start off with a brand new track. This is Jana Ermet with a track called This Is Real. This is very new. It's from Decoy Magazine's subscription, now defunct subscription program, with very interesting concept in terms of let's say art delivery. Everyone's trying new formats out, and what they did for last few years is you could get, for a subscription, you would get an art piece emailed to you once a month, and they did our Soundworks, and this was the, I think, the last one in the series, because they're packing it up. So I might be contravening some kind of disclosure thing here, because it's meant to be like super private and hush hush, but now that it's over, I think I can let you all in on the secret. Vancouver, we do love our secret locations and our red gates. This is,
how do you know this is real?
How do you know?
Jana Ermet is a Berlin-based audiovisual sound composer, artist, sound designer. Her practice involves live performance, multi-channel composition, experimental film work and music, sound design for film and stage productions. Her work often relates to the temporality and impermanence, alienation and ecological crisis. She creates atmospheric audio visuals and sonic spaces that work with /harmony in such ways as to mirror our imperfect world at the moment. That's from Tone Shift by TJ Norris. And Jana, you're welcome to stay at my place anytime and talk music if you're ever in the area. That was a lovely excerpt. Like I said, that was from Decoy Magazine's, I think it's their last monthly subscription-based mail to your email box event. Speaking of events, on Friday the 31st, SFU Resonant Practices and Communities of Sound will be a 3-day mini symposium held at SFU Harbor Center, and you can check out that at our website at furiousgreencloud.com, and along with our events calendar, furiousgreencloud.com/cut-and-run. This reimagining of the Soundscape show, which has been going here on Co-op Radio since the 80s, is subtitled Cut and Run, a reference perhaps to, well, not perhaps, I was there in the meeting, so I can tell you, to the idea of Soundscape and field recordings as being more of a legacy that we've received, and a sort of humorous approach to cuts, tracks, and broader musics that are, how can I describe, not limited to those categories. Easy one. Okay, so bringing us to the theme of that show, I have been enchanted by the writing of Paulina Oliveros, as you may have encountered before in terms of my programming here, and particularly a book called Software for People, which sort of conflates these two ideas. The one is that software is kind of a program that runs on a computer, not kind of, does, and meditation or thoughts or ideas are a kind of software that runs on humans. And so Software for People is right thinking or wrong thinking, but it's the programs we run. And that is the name of a collected book of writings of Pauline Oliveros. And in that, there's this writing called Don't Call Them Lady Composers. And that brought me back to a topic which we have visited before, sort of looking at early electronic music and particularly the contribution of women. So what I'd like to do is kind of look at these mothers of invention and particularly how they're being marketed at the moment, because Moog has come out with three products in a row, the grandmother, the matriarch, and I think it was the DFAM, the drummer from another mother or something like that. And so there's really a strong leaning on that heritage of women using synthesizers. And let's as they say in academia, unpack that a little bit. And let's start off with probably the most famous example of Wendy Carlos's Switched on Bach, which was a pioneering in terms of introducing the sound of the Moog synthesizer to a broader public through the understanding of Bach and their her interpretation of these Bach classics that we know. And I think if you're going to be listening out for something, listen for the articulation in the synthesizer and how she really brings the synth to life and avoids the bleepy bloppies that we still hear and that we still enjoy. But I think for this to really have a cultural impact, it had to transcend that. That's from 68, released on Columbia Records, and has peaked on the US Billboard 200 chart at number 10, top 200, sold over 1 million copies. You may be familiar with the image of Wendy Carlos. It was released under Walter Carlos, Wendy's birth name, and Wendy is dressed in a sort of Renaissance frilly, what do you call those things? The thing around the neck, scarf kind of thing, and a full-on powdered wig kind of style thing. Anyway, we're not going to stay in this vein. I just wanted to play that for say contrast or starting point, because it's so well known. I thought it would introduce the topic. I'd like to play Jean Avery's Aldebaran. I think there's a sci-fi reference in that title. Also want to kind of get away from the sci-fi thing, so I think we're going to touch on the Samugvut, and then we're going to go full-on witchy, because there's quite a trend. Songs coming up have titles such as Three Songs of the Night, The Litanies of Satan's, The Cat. It gets pretty witchy pretty fast, and that's been a trend for the past few years in, electronic experimental oeuvres works around town. And it's interesting to see how that this has such a long lineage. I found that article, the writing of Pauline Oliveros's, and then I mined the discography that she most kindly left behind and found these works. So this is Aldebaran, and a composer I was not aware of, Jean Avery. It's about 10 minutes long.
Thank you.
How about that, huh? I really enjoyed that. I loved how evocative it was of a space. Aldebaran is a red giant named after the traditional Arabic Aldebaran, meaning follower, because it seems to follow the Pleiades. So definitely merging the traditional stringed instrumentation with the electronic. I love how the sine tone snuck behind the violin or viola and emerged out from underneath it. That was really beautiful towards the last 2 minutes there. So that was Jean Eichelberg Ivory. That was released in 73, music by Jean Eichelberg Ivory for voices, instrument, and tape. Released on Smithsonian Folkways and re-released in 2006. I was not aware of that artist. Again, this is from digging in Pauline Oliveros' Software for People. We're running out of time. We're almost at half past the hour. So I'm going to skip three songs of the night, but the idea of that one and the preceding ones is to engage with this sort of witchiness. There's a lot of night. We're going to play Litany of Satan, The Cat, and what's the other one? There's one based on the entire set of the tarot from some of these mothers of invention. So let's play The Cat. This is by a track called Flowers of Evil, and this is, I believe, Pris Smiley. Although I could be wrong, I am wrong. I'm going to correct that on the outside, but for now, let's go with The Cat of the Flowers of Evil, and I'll, you know what, I have that right here. I just need to flip windows. The Cat is Ruth White.
Once, only once. he's the familiar spirit of the house, judging, presiding, inspiring all things within his empire. Is he magician or god? When my eyes are drawn as by a magnet toward my beloved cat, and I obediently look upon him, I look into myself, and I am amazed to see the fire in his pale pupils, bright lamps, green opals, hypnotically fixed on me.
Wasn't that fantastic? So that is from Seven Trumps from the Tarot, and includes other tracks such as Magician, Hanged Man, Wheel of Fortune, Sun Tower, No Wings, Beginnings, Clipped Wings. Yeah, that's Ode to a Cat pre-internet. That I think was released, actually don't have that in front of me, probably late 60s, I think it's 68. I will double check that while you listen to this little one. This is called Lover's World, also by Ruth White, recommended to you not by me but by Pauline Oliveros directly through the magic transcendentalism of writing. But I'm just going to jump in here and quickly say, doesn't that perhaps remind you of Not for Dogs, the cat one, by the inimitable Prophecy Sun? Wasn't that one hot minute? Wow. You heard an excerpt about the first half of Lover's World by Ruth White and then the Litanies of Satan in its glorious entirety. That was from 1969, released on Limelight, categorized experimental poetry, electronic. Wowee, I had no idea. I mean, it's very Kenneth Anger-esque. But that was a very British kind of filmmaker who was doing these sort of fantastic litanies to the adversary, as they are also known. Wow. I don't have much else to say. I'm speechless on that one. It's fantastic, isn't it? Let's take a listen to Pearl Smiley. And I should say that you are listening to Co-op Radio 100.5 FM CFRO. My name is Brady Marks. This is the Soundscape Show. It's 9:46. And this show is called The Mothers of Invention. Stealing that title back from Frank Zappa, since he was recently reincarnated. I mean, not reincarnated, raised from the dead, necromanced. And these are experimental musics collected or referred to by Pauline Oliveros in her book Software for People. And I've been just mining that for tips and then researching and finding and digging them up / downloading. And this next one is Kol Yossa from 1970, a year later, Pearl Smiley. This one is about 6 minutes long, and it's the most integrated in that up to now we've heard like the strings with electronics and voice with electronics, but they've been quite a divide. The Wendy Carlos one really had the articulation of an instrument which was integrated into the Bach pieces, but this piece, it maintains the experimental vibe but still has that integration. If you can get, you'll get what I mean when you hear it. So do enjoy Pearl Smiley's Kol Yossa. Might do a little corrective panning. So, I can't hear myself, but I can see the levels moving, so I'm going to trust that you can hear me. Oh, that's much better. So that was Pearl Smileys with Kolyasa from 1970. And that's definitely not the end of the story, because I think those are pretty concentrated around the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s. But I do want to dive into this kind of loop that I'm making in terms of the show. So we started with a contemporary piece, and I'd like to play you, and I mentioned the Moog and Wendy Carlos and the marketing that's coming out around the Moog, the new Moog products. So there's the grandmother, the drummer from Another Mother, and called the DFAM, and the matriarch now. So they're clearly leaning on this heritage of women experimenting with electronic music, and you can see their ads for the Moog Matriarch feature contemporary practitioners. And one woman that I did not know about, she's a composer of computer game music scores, particularly for the Assassin's Creed franchise. And so I thought that would be a nice circle to bring this into. So I'm going to play you first a track called Bayak of Silwa, which is one of the tracks off the, you can now get the soundtrack to the computer game, just like you can get soundtracks for your films. And then we'll go out with the Moog time, place, memory kind of ad / track. Oh, we're blurring the lines these days. Where's the ad? Where's the product? Just don't know. It's pretty interesting. So this is Bayak de Silwa by Sarah Shamner. And goes a little something like this. We'll be right back. show. Bruce is in the wings, as they say. A minute, Bruce, you got it. He's flapping the wings. So let me play just a few seconds of this Moog Patriarch demo / ad / exhibit. It's a multi-instrumental, multi-artist thing for the next 30 seconds. And thanks for listening. Take care. Good night.